What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to 26 Degrees, Miami Hurricanes football barbershop talk. It's your guys in the building again. And let's get ready to rumble. Oh, my God. Football is finally back. I cannot believe it. It seemed quick, but it seemed like it took a long 2 hours. So here we are. We back. First game of the year, man. So we just basically we're going to get into it, man. About to look ahead to the Stanford game. It's your man Larry here, per usual. Got the real field general X here. Say what's up to the people.
Yo, 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 we back. We get to finally watch the good guys tomorrow, man. We had watched a whole bunch of sucker shit last week. Oof. Now we got the good guys this week. Like he say, man, that thing came back so fast, man. It don't even seem like we had a break, to be honest, man. But that's good.
Beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Beautiful, man. And of course, we got our main man in the building, the chef himself, D-Rob. What's happening, D-Rob?
Man, what's going on, man? Hey, man, I'm excited, happy. Like you said, it seemed like spring and fall went by so fast. Like, it ain't even really happened. Like, it all happened in, like, 2 weeks. That's how fast it seemed like it went. And it's like, man, coming off a successful season, man, it's just like, man, you just ready to get started. You know, I come right off a season where it was, like, 6-6. You're like, man, you better get this shit together, man. We better do this. But coming off, getting to the national championship game, it's like, everybody's been excited, man. Like, we just can't wait for that ball to kick off tomorrow, man. I mean, I'm probably gonna be a little drunk because, you know, 9 o'clock kickoff. But hey, man, hey, what? I'm gonna be right in front of the TV like I'm at the stadium, bro.
Hey, that football gonna is like, you know, tomorrow. By the time y'all get to hit us, it'll be today. So I'll be getting married, and you know, that the game come on at 9. So I'm like, man, that's a long day, Jack. But don't you worry about it. I said, what? I'm going to be tied to that ball.
Yeah, congratulations.
Congratulations to the homie, man. He putting himself in jail and, you know, being.
Yeah. Hey, man. Look, I'm 45, excuse me, about to be 46, September 6th on Sunday. So all of mine rolling up together. Hey, I played the field for a long time, cuz.
Hey.
I was out here for a minute, man. Like, ain't too many people could say they was in the field longer than me. I was like, if not now, then when? So, you know.
Yeah. My dog finally got a PO.
Yeah.
Hey, boy. Hey, check in, boy. Every 4 hours. Hey, y'all know how it's about to go.
Man.
Yeah, man. Now you know for sure, man. I'm home. I got to go home and to my family. Yeah. And they put a smile on my face. And you ain't got to be worrying about, oh, you messing with? Nah, listen, yeah. I'm going home. Like exactly. You said, you played that field long enough, man. That
field
ain't how it used to be.
No, so, hell no. Yeah, you better have your dugout.
Yeah.
Be old and alone, bro. Call your mama to come get you from the hospital and this and that and other. I said, cuz that shit, they get old after a while, man. You gotta have your a partner. So I got me a good, strong one. So here we are. But yeah, let's get into a little football, man. First and foremost, Stanford, right? So Stanford is they trying to rebuild things over there.
They want to know.
They want to know. Yep, absolutely. They want to know. They just beat Hawaii. So, you know, the whole operation over there, basically, Andrew Luck has basically taken the reins because, you know, I got to respect it. He want to see his alma mater play better football. Like, they did, you know, when it was Harbaugh there and then Shaw following him, Stanford plays good football. Stanford was putting out some teams that would get at work. And since Shaw left, you know, and towards the end of his time there, it started to go down a little bit. It just ain't been no way near respectable football. So Luck has been all in on investing and finding investors, and he's the general manager over there. So, you know, just like, what's y'all thoughts kind of about just what they're trying to do over there?
Thank the heavens that school ain't investing in football, because they got what, the second most billionaires throughout all the colleges. So thank God, man, that those people saying we don't give a goddamn about football. So keep it that way.
Yeah.
Keep it that way. But then Yeah, I think I love what Luck's doing. He's trying to get the program back to where they're respectable on the football field and as in the classroom and stuff like that. You know, he hired his buddy who's not bad coach. You know, he's still trying to get it together here and there. But yeah, I like what he did. You know, the only thing that I worry for that school, and this, I don't even know why I'm worrying, but it's still getting into that school. You know, it's just gonna be hard to get these type of players that you want. You know what I'm saying? So they would have to go back to their formula where they just getting those Toby Gerhardts and the Christian McCaffreys and stuff like that.
Well, yeah.
You're gonna get you some good players, but let's go and I ain't gonna say, you can't even say this the Mario thing, but get the trenches, because that's what they was doing. They was getting them trenches.
Yeah, I mean, they got Richard Sherman out of Compton. Sherman come out of Compton, you know. Bright dude, too, though. You know, so that's the one thing they had with Richard is he was bright enough to you know, get into Stanford. But, yeah, the investment been heavy. You know, last year they went Frank Wright, you know, took on a temporary role because, you know, he come from out of there, too. And he was just like, you know, I like to see it, man. It's something you don't see in a lot of schools. We kind of fortunate in Miami where the alumni on the football side really love and care about seeing their football program be good. Like, through it all, Michael Irvin ain't never not been here. Through all of this trash we done dealt with, through the ups and downs, Mike gonna be there. In whatever capacity they allow him to be, he is gonna be there. So it's kind of cool to see another program actually, you know, have guys that have some success to at least give a damn, be like, man, let's see what we can do. This is embarrassing. Like, you know, Stanford ain't necessarily supposed to be a powerhouse, but in our lifetime, we've seen Stanford play some real respectable football, win 10 games, 11 games, you know, go on win streaks against USC. They kind of really was the beginning of the end of USC, if we're keeping it real. When Stanford started coming up, that's when UNC started falling apart, man. Harbaugh wasn't playing no games over there, man. You stepping on next.
They beat Mario, I think, twice while he was at Oregon. So
yeah, that was no joke. So yeah, it's cool to see, you know, the buy-in from the program standard. But just even before you, like, we know what this team is kind of now. They want to know. I don't know if you guys got to watch the game. I did take the time to watch the Hawaii and Stanford game. Yeah. We'll get into it a little bit more, but just kind of big picture, would you be more worried about Stanford playing better than expected or us not playing up the standard considering this game one? What would be your kind of your bigger concern out of this on this first matchup?
Us not playing up to the standard, because again, it is game one. And usually with game one, there is some rust, a little, you know, or whatever. So I think it's, you know, more of us not just playing up to our standard. I think as the game, I think we're gonna start out, you know, do our thing. But I think that as the game goes on, I think we're gonna get into a real good groove, and I think we just gonna, you know, make it do what it do. So I'm just more concerned about just us, like you said, being game one, get, you know what I'm saying, and knock the rust off and actually get in that groove. So that's what I think.
Kind of similar to last year, because we was kind of in the groove by then, but we started a little slow against Stanford. What you say, X?
Yeah, well, yeah, I'd be real disappointed if it's us. I don't think that team has anything. Like, watching them versus Hawaii, like, it's nothing that they did that worries me. It would be more so us if we start out slow again and do stuff like that. But yeah, I don't even think it's gonna be close from kickoff to finish, because they did nothing. Like, they played Hawaii, and I expected them to show at least one identity. It's either you finna beat them boys because you're bigger and stronger than them, or you're gonna either finesse them boys. And it seemed like they couldn't do neither. You know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't.
They tried a lot, but it just wasn't working. I felt like they came out a little dominant, and then, but only because they're supposed to, because they're physically bigger than that Hawaii team. But they ain't really take advantage of it either, though. Being the more physically dominating team, they let Hawaii hang in that game for a long time and really let them be in a position to win that game. So looking back at that game against Hawaii, they won. They ended up winning 37-27.
That scoop and score. It was closer.
That scoop
was closer,
score,
but yeah. That scoop and score, yeah.
Yeah, because Hawaii had a chance to win at the end. If it wasn't for that fumble scoop and score. And hell, I had a feeling for Hawaii's gonna pull this thing off, man. But that fumble, scoop and score, put the game out away, and then that was kind of the end of it. But some of the key players out of that game, you have their quarterback Davis Warren, who's a 6-year guy, played at Michigan. He actually beat Ohio State, I think, once or twice, if I'm not mistaken. I know he beat him before. He beat him once. He beat him that one time. Okay. Got injured. You know, kind of a classic Michigan quarterback. If you think about your classic Michigan quarterbacks, it's usually pocket guys, like Harbaugh, like Brady. Smart with the ball, gonna put the ball where it needs to go. Not necessarily like explosive, athletic guys that like have this huge arm or legs that you really got to worry about. So he kind of cut from that claw, so it makes sense because that's how most when Stanford has a decent quarterback, that's how they tend to be as well. Like a Andrew Luck, Andrew had a little bit of wheels for sure. That dude was loaded, bro. He was a unit to try to take down. He'll get out there and run a little bit.
Yeah,
that's why he retired early actually. But he was on 22 of 34, 310 yards, a touchdown, no picks. You know, again, nothing stood out about him. Doesn't look like he can really rip the ball down the field. Pretty smart, put the ball in pretty good places. I don't think he's going to do a lot to hurt them against that kind of team, but he also didn't do very much to impress me in that game either, wherein he's going to be playing a much better defense than the one he played against Hawaii, and I didn't think they made it look easy against Hawaii. So then, you know, the running back, Michael Ford, 25 carries, 99 yards, 3 touchdowns. So he's a bigger back, a contact guy. He's going to usually kind of fall forward, that type of a running back, not particularly explosive, just enough. It's kind of what I saw with him. And then that's kind of really it from the offensive side. You got tight end Jimmy Blackburn.
I would say that he probably was there. I know he definitely got the most targets. He's probably their biggest wide receiver threat because they running like freshman wide receivers out there. So I think even when we played him, I think we're going to see a lot of two tight ends like with that offense. We're going to see a lot of that. And that plays right into our hands. Like, I don't think body for body, like, you know, one-on-one, I don't think they're going to be able to hang with us. So,
yeah, you know, that was another thing. Stanford used to have a little string of tight ends as well that was performing at a high level. So some people think Benji Blackburn could be kind of the return to that. I can see it from what I saw. Then they got the freshman wide receiver. I'm glad you said that because I actually forgot about him for a second. Atticus Joseph. I actually believe he's out of the South Florida area. I had to double check on that one. But he had 4 catches, 52 yards, and a touchdown. You know, freshman kid, I was for a freshman, I thought he did well. I thought he let it be known he was there. And he going to get some burn. He's a guy we're going to see out there. You know, somebody got to make the plays at some point. Look good for the role he was given. Then, kind of on the flip side defensively, you got the line. The only thing that I really thought was impressive was linebacker Matt Rose.
Number 35,
35, yeah.
He was awesome.
Yeah, 35 is going to get everywhere. Older dude, smart, you know, not necessarily like a blazer type, you know, sideline to sideline, like fast guy, but, you know, 100 tackle guy. So he's going to always be in the right situation, and he's going to put them in the right situations, I believe, more times than not. Y'all got to see the game, like I said. What was y'all overall thoughts like on the X? What you think about that D line from Stanford?
Yeah, I mean, they I don't know. Like, Because when it came, when the game first started, you know, it looked like Hawaii was just trying to do like some play they was not used to doing. So they D line looked like they was good. And then next, you know, you start seeing Hawaii start moving them around and stuff like that. So I didn't get a lot out of the D line as far as how they'll be able to attack us. Again, the only thing that stood out to me, like we just said, was the linebacker. I instantly tweeted that and said, well, we got to block 35 because, you know, he like on every play. I think with our athleticism offensively, we can handle it, but hey, he's just there. Like he might be in front of you when you catch the ball, or he going to hit the right hole when the running back run through the hole. So, D-line, I didn't get much from. I didn't get much from them, period. From
no.
Defensive line, the secondary, you could beat them up and down the field. They look slow. That team looks slow, man. That team looks slow.
Yeah, for sure.
That speed we got, man, they not going to be able to handle that, man. So
I can't see it. I think that's going to be one of the key matchups. What do you think, D-Rob? I saw some size. I saw, you know, some 300-pound guys down there on that D-line. I didn't see no explosion, though.
I didn't see it either. You got some guys, like I said, got size. I think they're going to be a little disciplined because their defensive coordinator is Chris Richard, who was the guy at Seattle, I think it was. He was Seahawks or one of them. He came from the NFL.
Yep.
Yeah. So they're going to have some discipline, but I just don't think that they're going to be able to hold up against us. I don't. So,
Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
I was about to say, the linebacker had his moments, and then the other linebacker, I can't think of his name. I think he had like a sack and a half or whatever the case may be. He had like a couple tackles, but that might be that actual strength. You know, their defenses, they're probably their linebackers. The linebackers actually might be their strength. Because again, their defensive coordinator is a linebacker's coach too. So, that was their strength, but their defensive line itself, like, I mean, you can have all the size, but boy, if you ain't got the strength for it, like, right. Hey man, it's gonna be a long day.
They weren't man movers. Yep. I mean, it's Hawaii, right? You already know they're not gonna have a huge offensive line, like, by, you know, especially when they come to play a team like Miami, right? So we got one of the biggest O lines in the country. Well, I don't know. Depending on if we start SJ out there, he comes 6'2" it up. He gonna look, you know what's so funny? He gonna look little at 6'2" without offensive line.
Hey, but that boy strong though, man. Hey, that boy strong as hell.
If you could just learn to snap the damn ball, man. God,
him and Buchanan, you gonna be like, dang, they got small dudes out there now.
But I thought, okay, perfect. You're playing Hawaii. You guys should have an opportunity to just like rip and shred this offensive line. And I was like, man, y'all ain't creating that much pressure on this little old line, dude. Like, a lot of what Hawaii struggled with is new receivers, right? So the quarterback, he's a veteran guy. He played, I think he ended up getting hurt, but he did start the season. Played quite a few games for him. He's a veteran guy. However, the receiving core was pretty much all new, you know, and they run that run and shoot stuff. You got to really kind of find your rhythm with all that. So I think that's why you saw Hawaii struggle, especially early in the game. It wasn't really because of the pass rush of Stanford. Now, they did get them down sometimes, but I think that was just miscommunication on the back end where guys weren't necessarily in the spots they were supposed to be in.
Also, don't forget, Larrion, his he did have a new wide receiver core, but his top guy from last year, well, not his top guy, but one of his guys from last year who was their top receiver, he didn't play. I can't think of his name off the top of my head right now, but he didn't even play. So would he have made a difference? I think so.
Possibly. In the game, they barely lost.
They
ain't get their boot smoke. It started off a little bit, but they ain't get their boot smoke, man. So I guess when you look at – all right, so we got to see him play a game. If you look at the strength, I would say, I think the quarterback play will be a strength because I think he will be pretty wise with the football. I don't think he's going to put it in a lot of hazardous positions. Like I said, an older guy, he's going to take care of the football as best he can. Now, do I think we're going to force him into some situations that he didn't see coming at him, or sure, but I don't think you're dealing with like a gunslinger, like a guy who's going to just go out there and pull all kind of foolishness, you know, try to make something out of nothing. I think he's a guy that's going to take the sack, or he's going to get rid of the football, or he's going to, you know, make a nice sound, solid throw. So that'll play to the, you know, to their strength to an extent.
Going to see a lot of three and out by the offense, because like you said, he ain't going to make the mistake. So we throw this ball away, we punt the ball, and let our defense go out there and try to see if they can win the game or keep us close.
Yeah. He's going to try to live another day. Like, which would be wise. If they stand a chance.
Agreed.
To stay in this game, win this game. You know, we heavy favorites, obviously. They got to play, you know, mistake. Free going to be tough, obviously, but you want to minimize mistakes. You don't want to give us the ball and extra possessions, because that's just going to be more time for that offense to get tuned in, keyed up, and really start finding their rhythm. Because it's game one for us. It's game two for them. So we going to be behind on that aspect anyway, because we haven't had a chance to really get out there and take real live reps against another team as of yet. So I think he'll play well for them. I think look at the running back, Michael Ford. Again, a nice, solid running back. Nothing. He's not a home run threat, right? But I think he's going to offer fairly good ball security and positive yardage. The thing for us is he barely averaged 4 yards against Hawaii. If we just keep it at four, it's nothing to worry about. I honestly think we can get that number down. our run defense last year, and I think this one will be somewhat similar. Obviously, we lost two NFL edges who were excellent in run as well. But I think our ends are probably going to surprise some people with their end play. Not so much Blunt. I think that's what people expect now, Armando Blunt. But I think on the Lightfoot, Damon Wilson side is where you may see a little bit of a surprise as to how well we do against the run defense and run fits. So again, he'll provide that steady hand. I just don't see him making a lot of big plays. It ain't in his repertoire. I can't see it.
Yeah, he's not going to make that many big plays. I will say this though, Cedric Irvin, the backup, he is a little bit more to me, from what I've seen, he is faster. He's a little bit more. He's not the powerful runner that he is, but he is a little bit more shifty and faster, because he averaged 5.4 yards a carry against them. So I think he's not saying it's not one of those, oh, Miami didn't recruit me type situations, but him being from Miami, I think that he might, you know what I'm saying, probably just play a little inspired, just because, you know, it's the whole team. But I don't expect him. I don't expect him to go 15 carries, 120 yards, and two. I don't expect nothing like that. I just expect him to, you know, I think he'll have a few runs where it's like, oh, you know what I'm saying?
He might hit the edge, get it for 12 yards, you know, while we sleeping or something like that.
That's it.
He a Irvin too, right? Like Michael Irvin's family.
They say they like third cousins or something like that. Okay. But I've never. It was my first time hearing about that, but
yeah, they said his pops was in the league. I remember
Cedric Irvin from
He was the running back for Detroit. He was a running back with the Lions.
And then he actually coached was he with Nick Saban?
Well, Westminster. I think it was at Westminster.
No, I'm talking about when he was in college, because he was at college.
He went to the college level as well.
He at Michigan State?
It probably was Michigan State. It was either Michigan State or LSU.
It was something like that.
That would make sense. And then let's see. The only other thing, I think they got a safety that made like Phil Steele all ACC fourth team. You know, if that's something to brag about, I mean, you'll take it.
That nigga made one team better than me then.
I can't knock it, right? Exactly. I ain't made the all-neighborhood team, nothing. So I can't take it from them. I think they try to play an aggressive style kind of, but I think that could bite them too. So I don't know how much that's going to play as a strength for them, but I do think they're a fairly athletic secondary. you know, with a possible playmaker at safety. And then, you know, the only other advantage I would get, or strength, I would say, I wouldn't call it advantage, the strength is the fact that they have gotten the game out of the way, right? So, you know, that plays into what could work out well for them. On the flip side, you know, you talking about a team that couldn't put Hawaii away, right? So what's going to happen if they look tired in that game to me? I think, oddly enough, Hawaii wore them down in the craziest way possible, right? Like, they ran out of juice against Hawaii. What are they going to do against Miami, man? We got depth.
And they gonna run out of, man, they gonna run out of juice in the first quarter, man. I just don't think it's gonna be a game. I think we gonna handle them in the first quarter, man, and then we gonna be cruising. And it'll just be like, man, let's just get out of this game. Let's just get out of this game now, man, before they put 100 on us or whatever, man. But yeah, we got depth, man. Our O-line, I think. And looking at Hawaii O-line, like, Hawaii O-line didn't do bad. So I'm like, our O-line is way better than that. So just imagine our O-line saying, okay, it's time to play some big boy football and drag those guys. Because like you said, they got the big boys up front, but them boys weren't doing no, they weren't moving nothing.
Nah, they wasn't moving.
Kind of like the big boy who played for Ole Miss last year, like, he's 6'8", and... We pushing you back, right?
Right.
What are y'all doing? So, but yeah, now
I think I'm going play like Jane, man. This is a big difference. Yeah, you got to get out there and do it.
I think our O-line going to definitely push them up and down the field. And like you said, our D-line, man, they gonna surprise a lot of people. Not saying it this game because it's Stanford. So, you know, they got us pegged to win the game regardless. But I do think, man, they're going to show that they can play complete football, not just rushing the quarterback, or we can set the edge and stop the run, and we can make some tackles. You know, both of them being athletic, Damon Wilson and Lightfoot, so you know they can drop into coverage. We've seen that with Lightfoot already. I don't know. This was the one game throughout the whole season outside of our next two games. I was like, man, I just think it's going to be so easy for us because I just don't see that team that can match talent-wise. Like, our coaches and our players will literally have to not show up this game. and I mean that seriously.
I tend to agree. I was hoping to see a better team when I watched that game because I didn't get a chance to watch it live. I ended up watching it, I think, Monday or Tuesday. And I was like, all right, let me, you know, hopefully I see something that make this game feel like it could be exciting, at least at some point, because I know how bad they were last year. So I was like, all right, they're investing. Maybe this team could look better. It ain't nowhere near that yet. They're investing. They're getting NFL guys. They got a great NFL staff. You know, a lot of guys that were formerly in the league. You know, you got somebody that's seriously behind trying to push this program. But it's going to take some time. They're going to need a few years to actually build the program to what they want. Nothing I saw there was on that game made me go, oh, ooh, this is going to be exciting. Only way I think this game might be exciting is because we just whooped the shit out of them and we might get just too geek.
We're going to be excited because we're going to be seeing our players for the first time for the season. And then it's like, we're going to have our moments where we get our favorite player on the field. Like, boy, I couldn't wait to get, you know, like Larry, I know as soon as you see JJ Dunningham on there, you're going to be like, boy, I couldn't wait to see him.
Yeah.
The hype, man. And me, I'm going to be like, I can't wait to see Chase back on the field being fully healthy. That's going to excite me the whole game because I'm like, to see what he's been through to now, you know what I'm saying? He's worked so hard to get back to
right, where
he's just fully healthy. Offensively, man, just seeing Mark after the season he had, man, and the dedication he dedicated to saying, I want to come back and finish this job. You know what I'm saying? I'm not satisfied with what happened last season. So that's just the excitement of it all.
And it's football.
And it's football.
Football back.
It's football.
Yeah.
Football. It's what, 4 hours, 3.5 hours, you get to tell your girl, leave me the fuck alone? Like, leave me the fuck alone. watching football.
Yeah, I get lucky on that. She sad luck, so. And don't ask no stupid questions. Oh, yeah. That's all you ask. Look, if you can sit with me and not ask nothing dumb, I'll be good. She's going to have her number one jersey on, sitting in the living room with me, lit. And she's going to be going crazy for Malachi. That's her guy been since the first game we went out there in Notre Dame. She just be like, that's my baby. That's my baby. She love that dude. Love that little dude. Shout out Malachi. They giving out, having hood holidays, passing out doves to the kids and shit. Like, he grown and shit. I know he loves.
Hey, hood legend, man.
Already.
Hood legend. He signed that NIL Adidas deal today with Adidas directly. Yeah.
One thing I love about what Malachi is doing and laying these grassroots, he never gonna have a bad day in Miami. That'll never happen. So no matter whatever happens, like career wise, you know, he may not go on to be the greatest NFL guy, he gonna always be good. In this city. And like a lot of people can't say that, man. A lot of people can't say, like, I'm always good and well protected and respected on every block around here because of the love that you give to the city. So
I
love
seeing that. I'm good. I'm good in every hood.
I ain't saying nobody. I say everybody can't say that. I believe you good too. I believe you good too.
Not to get off topic, but that is really special what he's doing, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like all he's doing, he's still the most humblest kid when it comes to putting in that extra work. Like you can walk up to him and say something to him, you know what I'm saying? As long as it ain't, you know, nothing stupid or making him feel weird. You see, like, man, most of the time you'll see these guys that have a lot of people around them, and then like, say, like, when he had his little camp, you would expect him to have a lot of people around him so all the kids can't get to him.
Right.
But he walked in by himself, and the kids came to him, and he vibing with the kids. It's like, you see that, man, and you like, but again, for me knowing who his dad is, I already knew what it was going to be.
Yeah.
He just like his dad, you know what I'm saying? Like, they so nonchalant about how good they are. Like, I think that, to me, I thought it was weird. Cause I'm like, man, if I was that wrong, like, I'm supposed to be, nigga, I'm letting me know, but they just nonchalant about it. It's like, yeah, we wrong, but we still regular people like everybody still else. People. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, and that's the truth of it, though. Honestly, you are still a human of flesh and blood, man. A lot of times people forget as fans and observers that these people, you know, they got families, they bleed like we do, cry like we cry, got to get up in the morning and grind just like you. So it's always good to see people putting themselves in that I'm just like you category. And especially, you know, when you going back to the hoods, man, and showing these kids, like, bro, I just work hard. Like, if you just work hard, there's a lot of possibilities for you out there beyond football. And for, like, to see that in a young man, it's really inspiring to see, like, somebody that young really be that mature is hard to put like into words, honestly. It's just that rare air that he walks in. But real quick, back to the Stanford. What you gonna say, D-Rod? I'm gonna cut you off.
Not about to say, no, he just got a good foundation, man. That's all. Just a real good foundation. Got positivity around him, you know what I'm saying? So he ain't gonna never have to have security, because ain't nobody gonna try nothing stupid, man. No, like, ain't nobody gonna be like, you know, I'm finna go ahead and try to rob Malachi. He had to stole a pass, not 20. Anybody finna do nothing like that, man.
It wasn't
like,
good for him.
That kid, it won't be good for him. It definitely won't be good for him. But I'm just saying, like, he's beloved. He's beloved in the city, man.
For 3 hours, I'd be like, nah, y'all can't do love, bro, like that. Let me go saddle up with the posse, man. We gotta figure out who out here acting up.
He be saying, hey, listen, you do something, you set yourself up for failure, because it's nowhere you can go. It's nowhere
you can go
in South Florida. Not just Miami. I'm talking about South Florida. There's nowhere you can go. They love
him. He stay on this trajectory. If he stay on this trajectory, I wouldn't be surprised if they named something after him in the city. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they named something after him.
Yeah. Especially if, like, at some point, for sure, I think something will happen. But, like, if he go pro, that'll just, like, if he goes crazy in the pros, excuse me, then that just changes what that building will be, what that street will be or whatever. You know, it'll be something. But like, he's putting the groundwork in now.
Yeah. He but, win. He win the goddamn national championship. They gonna give him something. They
yeah.
Like, oh boy.
They gonna rename 183rd Mally.
Yep. Peter. Mally Street.
Tony Boulevard, no doubt. All right, a couple more things for Stanford as far as weaknesses that I think would be, you know, obvious already and exploited possibly. Their special teams, it's kind of still a work in progress, so I think it could get weird. You might see something like a Malachi Toney punt return, touchdown, something. You know, I don't think the special teams are quite there yet. And, you know, just kind of something we alluded to earlier, just depth, especially on the defensive side. If we get any type of momentum going, any get that train rolling at all, man, once we get into that, you know, if we get to that 50 snap, you know, 50 play range, I think it's real ugly for them. I just don't think they got the horses in the stable to get out there and play a full game like that with us. If you can't put Hawaii to sleep, it's just not going to be looking too good for you. So,
But let me know. What if, okay, so you just said the 50 plays. I mean, is it good if we get past 50, or is it even better that we don't get the 50? Because it seems like if we don't get the 50, that means we're going to score easy.
Well, I'll tell you, I want to see 50 because I want to see the young guys going to get out there.
Okay.
Just keep running. If we blow the doors off them early, cool. You know, just like Jimmy Johnson said, hey, I put my second and third in. We're going to still run our offense. We're still going to play our game. I will take you to my second and third string players and see what you could do to stop them. But we're going to still run what we run. And that's, you know, hey, if we get out there and blow the doors off them boys early and often, hey, 50 plays, 60 plays, let's see it, 65, I'm good.
I mean, Hawaii ran 74 plays. Exactly. I mean, I don't know if we're going to do that. I don't know if we're going to do that because I think we're going to get seven play drive touchdown. Eight play. I don't think we're going to get the 22 play drive. I don't think we're going to get up there. We're not going to do that because we're going to be so explosive. So I can see us probably getting between about, I'll say like 50 to 55 plays. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think it's going to be that many. If it is that many, it's because that mid third quarter, close to the fourth quarter, we just put the backups in and we just handed that ball off. And you know what I'm saying? Like, letting the running backs, because I think we're going to rush for over 250 yards, close to 300 on them. I think it's going to get nasty on that arm for them.
I can see that for sure. So some of the like matchups that I think I like in this game would be our wide receivers versus their DBs. I don't know, like I said, I think they got some decent athletes in the secondary, but I don't think our wide receivers are going to be tested like that. So I just feel like, okay, we know Malachi Toney, right? And everybody know we just finished talking about him, national star, right? Cool. You know, during the playoffs, got doubled a lot. They can't double Malachi. If they do, you can't leave any of these other guys open. And I think collectively we're better at wide receiver than we were last year with Malachi, Cooper, and then whoever the other, you know, third wide receiver is going to be. I actually think we got enough depth and talent there.
Yeah.
Whether it's Moore or it's Upshaw. You know, even if you get one of the young guys, Wingo, I just think in that position, I don't see where if we do, even I don't think, because I'm with you, D-Rock, I think it's a running game. I think we pound the rock for sure to start the season off. But I just think when we do decide to drop back and pass, because you got to find some passing game rhythm too, I think Mints are going to be out there surgical, man. I think he's going to have a chance to go out there and be, you know, 19 for 22. Just, you know, put the ball where it need to go. And, you know, a guy may turn a slant into a touchdown. Like, so I think that's going to be one advantage we got there. And then if you don't double Mally, then, you know, he got opportunity to go crazy on 6-7 catches. You know, not even necessarily force feeding them, but hey, if you ain't going to double them, and we're going to feed him. And that's just going to be an opportunity to for him to go out there and eat. So passing wise, I just don't think they got an answer. I don't think there's much they could do there. Then another matchup I like, we talked about their D-line. On the flip side, their offensive line, I, again, unimpressed. I thought Hawaii was getting too much pressure.
Then they're missing, I don't know if you've seen, but they're going to be missing three guys that started the last game.
Yeah.
They're going to miss 2 to 3 guys. So, man, it's
lengthy injury list.
Meet me at the quarterback. Like, the crazy part is, after that Hawaii game, that's how many people hurt now? Like,
they ran into that big scene, man. Monster, man.
Hey, they ran into what they call the Rainbow Warriors. They ran into the Rainbow Warriors.
Boy, ran into the Rainbow Brighton game.
Hey, they got 15 players. That's out. I was like, oh gosh, this ain't even close, man.
That's like Bethune after they play us. You know, after Bethune come and play Miami, yeah, they expect to get beat the hell up. You know, because them boys gonna give it the hell. But them boys walked out that Hawaii game, beat the hell up, man. Stole one from them boys, if we're being honest. Stole that game from Hawaii.
Yeah.
The only matchup I think that we can say, hey, it might be something worthwhile is their linebacker versus our running back room. That's it. Other than that, I don't see any other matchups on the field that worries me or concern or like they would have. Again, we basically gonna have to not show up, and we already there. So we already out west, man. So there's nothing they can do, man. They this kick your ass towards hell. They the first opponent in the way. It just say, man, no hard feelings after this game, man. No, fuck it. It's hard feelings because y'all on our schedule. Hard feelings. The after the season, we'll stop. But
yeah, I think, you know, the O-line don't impress me. And I mentioned earlier, Davis Warren is not going to be a mobile guy. So with our secondary and our front four, he going down. So,
Oh man!
How many sacks y'all got?
One play. Did you see the one play when he broke and he had the long run and he could have kept running?
I saw. Yeah.
Did he end up running out of bounds?
He ran out.
He's scared of that contact.
Yeah, he definitely gonna have trouble with us because,
like I said, smart so man.
We coming, man. You got that killer who was number one on defense who be sacrificing his own body and soul. Yeah, he.
Torrey. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get to him. So how many sacks? Would you say five?
I think we'll get five. Yeah, I think we'll get five.
What you got, D-Rod?
Well, I got eight. Ooh. I got eight.
Yeah, about eight of them things.
I got eight of them things.
I can see it because I can see a point in which they're going to have to pass to try to get back in the game. So I can see that. I'm going to go just in the middle. I'm going to go six. I think just a shade above that five. Eight's a lot. I hope so. If we get eight,
I'm gonna count them.
Unbearable, yeah, man. Yeah, they going. Yeah, all y'all Florida State fans. I already see y'all drifting away. Why? Go and get out of there. We saw that game. It's time to go and get off the timeline. Go check out the pumpkin patches. They get ready to get popping right about now. Yeah,
fall festivals.
It's gonna be a long season, friends.
Don't be a doozy. Hey, but I was thinking, right, because we got Heatherman, right? And I know Heatherman, he ain't gonna show no mercy. So I can see whoever's playing, I think Thornton playing that Keontae Scott role, or the, like, we love doing that safety blitz. Mm-hmm. So I definitely see us getting at least two from the safeties. I think we're gonna get two coming out the middle. I think Moten probably get 1.5, and then somebody else. I think Davis to get the other half. And then I think on the ends, I think Scott, I think Lightfoot gonna get like two. I think Lightfoot gonna get two. And then I think Wilson will grab one. So I think that's what it's gonna be. Bro, I'm telling you, like, it's boy, it's gonna be crazy.
So who would you put down for, like, that late game sack? They got it. Probably ain't gonna play a whole bunch, but you can see him getting one of them sacks.
Booker Pickett.
That's just Booker what I had Pickett in mind. That's exactly what I had.
Or Stroggins. Stroggins or Booker Pickett.
I'm gonna say, you know what? Because I think the unanimous would have been Pickett, because it seems like that's when he gets his sacks. That's when he gets them late game sacks, and it, you know what I'm saying, with 3 minutes left. I'm gonna say Scroggins. I'm gonna go Scroggins this time. Shout I'm gonna say Scroggins. Yeah.
9-1-2, baby. Yeah. Savannah in the building. My guy.
I would have said hey low, but you know.
Hey, wasn't a fit. You hate to see it. That's the crazy part. Is like, I ain't gonna shit on him because I think he is gonna still be a beast. If he can get it right between the ears, that's the key thing.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen a lot of super talented guys that went out of bad weight. Shout out Alden Smith, man. Rest in peace. Hell of a player. Man, had demons to deal with. So, you know, it's got to be between the ears as well. It can't just be your physical ability. You know, you got to get that ego in check and be a part of a team. I promise you, wasn't nobody happy to have to kick him off the team, you know. But you got to keep your locker room together. So, I respect that at the end of the day. And then another matchup I like for us, because kind of going back to the same thing, that old line, our defensive line against the run, is something that's emphasized. It's something we did well last year. I don't think the philosophy is going to change at all. I don't believe the standard is going to fall off at all. And that old line ain't going to be the one to open up holes and for them to get busy on us. I honestly think, if you get asked me a stat line right now before the game goes for the running back, what's his name?
Davis.
Michael Ford. If you give me an early stat line prediction for him, I would say 17 for 33. I think we're just gonna stuff him and I just don't see it. What you gonna say, D-Rock?
I was gonna say 17 for 43.
Okay.
I was gonna say 17 for 43.
Okay. He had a better game than Love and the running back from Florida. The running back from Florida too. Like, goddamn.
Yeah, James Ball. Yeah.
I don't know.
Before you go on, the reason why I say that is because I think that last year, with the ends that we had, I think we were probably so much better as far as like stopping the run with Reuben Bain and Akeem Ezidor, because it wasn't just, hey, he's just a pass rush specialist. No, I think our defensive line against the run was very stout last year. This year, we haven't seen it yet, but I don't think that's Damon Wilson's his strong suit as a run stopper. Not saying he can't stop the run, but I just think that our pass rush is going to be way better. To me, I think it's going to be way better than it was last year. I think against the run, it's going to be a little softer, but we're going to be stout in the very middle with Moten and Justin Scott. I think we're going to be stout on the middle. We're not going to be as stout on the edge. That's what I think.
Well, the reason why I'm going to say the run game going to be the run stopping game going to be good, and it might can be just as good, as because of the way our linebackers are fully healthy now. Now they can get to the spot instead of being a step slower. You know what I'm saying? Because we really had to rely on Bain and Mesa do a lot to stop a lot of those runners, because our linebackers were step slower and not getting to the spots and stuff like that. But them now, the way they look fully healthy and they can get to that spot. You know what I'm saying? So if they do want to come on the edge and then cut back, that's what the linebacker going to be right there. To help stops the run game big time. So, I mean, I guess, yeah, I give them, I guess 32 yards, 35 yards. Yeah, but 17 carries.
He ain't cracking 50.
17. They probably give, let's say, about 10. He'll probably get like 25. I just don't see they doing much in the run game. I don't see them boys getting over 250 yards in the whole game. So,
yeah, it'd be amazing to me. I don't see the circumstances in which they're going to be that successful. And then I think at that point, right, then we just forcing them to throw. And that's where it gets a lot of three and outs like you spoke to. Yeah, like at best, I think he's going to be smart. So I think he'll keep them from turning it over, turning over excessively, I guess I would say, which any is excess, but you get what I'm saying. But I think the punter going to get a lot of work.
You know, the one thing I did notice, I don't know if you guys noticed it too, it looked like they was trying to run an up-tempo style offense to get Hawaii out of sync. So we probably going to see that a lot early on to try to get us out of sync.
That's if they got to convert, though.
Yeah, they got to get first second down. They got to get something positive. So
yeah, they tried. But sugar huddles, some hurry ups. Yeah, then they wanted stuff. They definitely trying to be very versatile with the snaps, like as far as lining up and kind of keeping them a little off rhythm, which is crazy to me to preview against Hawaii. I'm glad you brought that up because I thought about that when I was watching this game. I was like, I'm not mad at this. I'm mad y'all doing this against Hawaii. We should have been the first ones to see that. Yeah. We should be like, oh, they're doing a little hurry up. Oh, they're doing a little sugar huddle. Like wait, y'all boy pulling out the all stops against Hawaii? Oh, man. So, that's true. I think they'll try it. But, you got to get some momentum for any type of hurry up offense to work. You have to be able to convert and get some positives on. Because otherwise, you're just hurrying up and punting, right? Like if you get in negative situations, if it's second and nine, third and 11, well, all that hurrying up, ain't no hurry up on fixing none of that.
Yeah, that don't matter. Y'all making
that just give us the ball back quicker. Yeah, that's just helping us out at that point. Another matchup, I think just our O-line versus their front seven. Outside of, number 35, who I think, again, smart, which is a good game plan for, right? We do wash him out. I think it's old, even when he's going to. Moving in the direction they want to, because that's the weaker side of this offensive line right now. Not I'm not calling it weak because I ain't seen them. But, like, the reports early on is they're a better run-blocking unit as of right now, right? Cool. So, this is a game we expected to win. So, you want to work on everything, right? So, I expect them to drop back in order to help them strengthen their pass protection. Even though I think if we really wanted to, I think our O-line, we could just run this ball every play and still win this game handily. That's just honestly from what I saw. I think we don't even got to pass the ball. We could do, like Georgia Southern did Florida that time in the swamp and just line it up and run all over them, boy.
Yeah, we
can do take that. It to your house. Yeah, they remember that. They'll try to act like they don't, but they remember that. I'm from that neck of the woods too, so that's like an annual holiday round. They bring that up every year. But they're going to take advantage of this type of a defensive front in order to help get these guys some confidence and get the unit, the gel. We know we're expecting some senior guys on the ends, right? On both our tackle spots. They're probably going to be occupied by guys that have been around the program with Okalola and McCoy. But then I think for sure we're going to sprinkle in the younger guys into the rotation and let everybody. I mean, what you think? We play 8-9 offensive linemen this game?
Man, I think it's gonna be 10.
Might get a 10. I almost think we can get a 10.
Because again, it's gonna be an opportunity to get a first unit and then a second unit and then rotate. You know what I'm saying? To see who
make some guys in the first.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. See who goes better with certain players and stuff like that. We definitely gonna have to see who can be our backup center. That's gonna be big time, you know what I'm saying? Because if you get in the big, we up by 30, get Rodriguez out of the game, put the backup center. Like, right. It don't matter if you still got the first unit in or not, get him out of the game and put the backup center in because we need to solidify that spot.
Very important. And I agree.
And then everything else, you could rotate them if it's the freshman. But I think possibly the second unit could be all freshmen, to be honest. And I'm laughing because I'm like, damn, that That's
what a time to be alive, right? When would you think that we could be good enough to be like, hey, put all the babies out there and let them go out there and go out there and toss around these Stanford, because that's the other thing with Stanford is this is a fairly old team too, so that's another something that could play to their advantage. And this is why I don't cry about the whole old people stuff, right? Like when you play Indiana had an old team, right? I'm like, yeah, okay, but what about when Malachi 26-year-old ass? Like, ain't nobody feeling bad then. So, we playing ball, bro. I don't, Motore, old, cool, whatever. That don't mean that he ain't going to run up against some 20-year-old, 19-year-old running back that's going to try to bury him or, make him look bad out there in pass coverage. So, I don't have that, oh, they too old. This ain't Lil Lee. He ain't out there. Get them away from my baby.
Yeah.
Hey, these boys all out here 180 pounds plus. So, let's play ball. They want to line up and play ball. Let's play ball. So they will be older. They're going to be a disciplined team, I would imagine. It's Stanford, right? It'll be smart. But I think that keeps them from keeping the embarrassment to a minimum. I think they'd be able to try to keep from turning the ball over and making dumb boneheaded plays. And look, if we at least going to walk out of here and they whoop us, it's not going to be because we just gave them more opportunities to go out there and score on us. And then probably the last matchup that I kind of like, obviously, is Darian Mensah versus just the defensive period in general, man. I think this debut for me is more exciting than the Cam Ward one, because with Cam, I really didn't know much at all. Now, once he got out there, I was like, holy shit, this dude. Like, I had no idea who he was getting. Then I see him, I'm like, oh my God, this is a dude. But Mensah, like me and X both, said in the past, I liked him at Tulane before he went to Duke. So I already have an idea of who this guy is and what he could do. But then now I'm thinking with us, everything's better. He just got a better O-line, better running back, better receivers, and a better defense to help support him on top of that. So now it's like his whole thing is he's going to have to go out there and just pick his poison on how he want to just run this thing. I think he's a guy that's got the reps on his belt, right? Third year, he's been playing all the time, hadn't been injury prone, anything of that nature. Our quarterback stayed clean, right? Ever since Chris Ball been here, really, like, man, Dyke was clean, man. Jersey was clean, bro. He just kept throwing it to the wrong team.
I'm still mad at TVD sacking himself. I'm like, nigga, what? Nobody in the ground. You sacked yourself.
What? Oh, we sold out for TVD, didn't we?
Oh, my God.
Tyler Van Dams. Oh, man. You know what's so funny? Remember, his mama had the wristbands and stuff. You suck. Boy, they should have never did that. Turned into the truth. You can't speak certain things into existence.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Nah, yeah. They spoke that into existence. But
yeah. I mean, what Mensah, you've been hearing it, the mix of Beck and Ward. And I can see that in the game where I think he is like a great blend of the two. And with that, that's going to give us great opportunities every single game. So I think he gets back the.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, nah, and just be able to do his thing out there.
I think, the one thing that kind of worries me, and this is a funny worry, like, I think he going to be in the game and the score will be like 42. Just say the score like 30, 31 or 35, 6, and he's still in the game. He gonna be looking like, damn, what am I supposed to do? Because I've never had this before. The game is always close. Well, I had to come from behind, and we playing, and So I think he's just gonna really be like, damn, we really up by 30 points, like.
Yeah, right.
He gonna be looking at Maddie like, what you think I should do? Should I call his passing play or?
That's what I was saying. I think he's gonna get to pick his poison. Like, man, what next? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you really get to go out here, and the biggest decision is which gun I'm gonna shoot him with. That's like, I think that really becomes the situation he walking into. All right, so let's look at I want everybody to kind of give what's something you think Miami must do, not necessarily to win the game, but just something you think we just need to do in this first game of the season. I don't think this is a game any of us think is losable, in all honesty. Other than the fact that it's late, that's the only thing that I think plays to their advantage. But what's something you would say that Miami needs to do in this game, D-Rock?
Just establish the run. Again, we have a whole new offensive line. Well, not all new. Three of the five starters are brand new. Well, no, I'm sorry. Let me repeat that again. We have one returning starter, and you have four new starters because Samson wasn't a starter. He didn't start last year. He didn't get PT. So
heavy rotation.
Yeah, he was rotational. So I kind of want to see how the offensive line plays. I think they're going to be well. I just want to just see how it looks in real time and see how far it's like, we need to clean up a few things, or, hey, man, this offensive line is kind of stout. You know what I'm saying? I think we'll be okay because we're also starting, I'm guessing, a true freshman on the line at right guard. And then you have SJ. I guess if he's starting, I mean, he played, but he really didn't play left guard like that. Right. He was mostly that, yeah, we put him in that running that on the goal line and, yeah. Stuff like that. So I want to see how this offensive line performs. I'm not worried about the defense. I'm not worried about the receivers. I'm not worried about Mensa. I'm worried about the offensive line and how they're going to perform. If he's going to be able to just walk in the pocket like Cam used to do, just walk in the pocket and, you know what I'm saying? Or is he going to be running for his life a little bit? You know what I'm saying? If I see that, I'm not going to be like, oh man, offensive line going to suck. I'm just going to say, hey, they need to tweak a few things. I know Mirrorball, they're going to get it done. And that's just what it is.
No doubt. What's something you think Miami must do, X?
For me, I think just for this entire season, I think we must dominate from start to finish. We got to dominate. We got to show our dominance. It can't be no – we beat the hell out of Stanford last year, but we didn't dominate from start
to finish. Fast start.
You know what I'm saying?
Fast start.
Yeah, fast start. Let's go kick off. Let's go stop them, or if we get the ball first, let's go out there and score and continue that dominance throughout the whole game. Because it's important, because now, you know what I'm saying, as much as we don't want to look forward, and then as much as we don't care about how they be grading us and stuff like that, it just got to look good now. You know what I'm saying? We in the fifth season. It can't just be, oh, yeah, man, they beat them. That's it. It got
to
be like,
well, further to your point, to piggyback off your point, and the narrative is the schedule soft, right? So they gonna look for any chink in the armor to be like, see, I don't know, you know, I don't know if Miami all that. So I agree with you there. Like, go out, start fast, dominate, leave no question. You know what I mean? Leave no question, like a Clemson did, because they, you know, they got the same criticism. You know, the ACC at the time wasn't strong because of us. You know, Florida State was still doing pretty good at time. Like right now, hell, I would think, I mean, y'all tell me if you think differently. I'll almost say SMU is viewed as the second best team right now in the ACC.
Well, you're absolutely right. SMU and Louisville.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know.
Yeah. But I'm going to tell you, don't sleep on Virginia. I will say, don't sleep on Virginia.
I can say that. I ain't going to lie.
I was very impressed what they did to NC State. I'll be honest with you. I did not expect that at all.
You know, boy, but, good God almighty.
What?
All money on them boys, man. I had JoJo for a touchdown. I said, come on, Joe. Don't get me one out there, man. Joe, don't get me my touchdown and CJ.
Man, they had Bailey in hell, boy. All game.
Hey, but hey, I said it briefly in the group chat, man. We have to watch this season. Stop putting a little respect on Tony Elliott's name, but that's a topic for another time. But we'll continue to watch it. I'm with you. I think that's a good point. Virginia could be for sure. We'll see how they play, because I think last year they wouldn't regard it as that team, and then they went out there and had a damn good year, all things considered. For me, I think I agree. I think both of those points are excellent. I think the third thing that I really want to see us do, and it's tough, because I'm not one of these guys, but I do think, you know, we attract yellow flags. I want to see cleaner football primarily, and it goes to your point, D-Rob, with this O-line, because it is a new O-line in so many respects, because it's a new five. Even with the guys getting, you know, reps, Rodriguez was obviously hurt all the time and hurt last year, started, never played anymore. Alfatuli being, you know, sophomore. You have Pancake, but he was playing guard rotationally. You know, same thing. So, right, we're looking at a new group. I want to make sure, because this was something I remember complaining about, how the hell we keep getting all these false starts and we at the house, we at the crib. So I want this O-line to just clean that up in general. I think those are the one penalties that are 100% in our power. So let's start off on a good foot with that and try to carry that momentum throughout the rest of the season, because we're going to catch other flags regardless, right? Some of them just going to go the other way. But the one thing we can always control is you know, pre-snap penalties on the O-line. Like, come on, dude. And, you know, our coach supposed to be known for this, and we out here jumping all sides and, you know, the false starts or whatever, excuse me. I want to see that cleaned up, and that would really be a tremendous showing, because it is a new group, and it lets me know there's a new focus or an increased focus, let's say, on cleaning up the penalties, because as great a year we have, we still get penalized too much for me. I want to see cleaner field out there as far as yellow flags, as much as we can handle, as far as we can be responsible for, I'll say.
We was the last penalties last season, I think. Like, we were like 115 or something.
Yeah, well, we was one of the worst.
Yeah, and it's just bad. It's time, man. It's like, and we're so talented. So it's just like, bro, if we could just get over that, and we still kicking ass, it's just, if we can help it, shoot yourself in the foot stuff is the stuff that just bothers me. We overcome it. That goes to show you, like, how good the team is that, yeah, we overcome all these damn penalties. But imagine what could be if you just stop getting these type of things that just put you in, you know, just more uncomfortable situations. Let's see. Really, only other thing, I had a couple of little what if scenarios we run through quick. all right. This one was generated for me, but I was like, all right, this is a good question. So let me ask y'all, boy. What if Stanford is up 10-7 at halftime? Hey, what if the boy can't talk, little dude? Okay, Stanford up 10-7 at half, man.
You know what I'm gonna say? I'm gonna be in shock. I'm gonna be like, what the hell? But I got to examine, how did we get there? How did we get to 10-7? Like, what went completely wrong? Like, it'll be like no explanation. And then you're going to get the crowd. Oh, Mario can't do this. And yeah, that crowd is going to pop back up. So, yeah. Bro, I might be. Yeah. So if we down 10-7, you're just going to give Stanford, like, all the crowd is going to be into it. They got confidence now. And now they think they can win the game.
Yeah,
because you walked in a half step. So
we down 10-7 and a half, man. Lead them coaches out west. Y'all stay y'all ass out west.
Pack it up. I ain't lying. You gotta pack it up, man.
Yeah, I'm going home, because this ain't what we thought.
Right. This just ain't the team to be down to 10-7 and a half. I don't want to be down to them at any point in the game. Maybe 3-0. Off the first drive while we making a couple of adjustments, you know, oh, okay, they threw a little wrinkle at us and they, you know, we stopped and then they got a field goal off of it. After that, I don't want to see nothing beyond 3-0. Now, conversely, let's say we are on the other side. Let's say we up 31-10 at half. Now how we feeling?
Oh, man. I'm going to be talking cash shit. Well, I'm going to be talking big. Well, hey. I'm gonna be like that is the Miami standard. 31-10 against Stanford at halftime. You know what? Let's go ahead and put up three more touchdowns in this third quarter. Let's get these boys up out of here. Go put your helmet on the bench and let Luke and get him some reps in. That's what I want to see.
I don't want them people to be getting 10 points the entire game. So let alone 10 at halftime. I'm be come on, Heather, man. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
You gotta do some shit. It could be a pick six.
Well, it better be a pick six again. Or block point. Like, I don't want to.
Something goofy, something weird.
Something wild. But yeah, listen, we up 31-10. Again, I think you get an offense two more drives. And then you go ahead and put all the young bucks in, or the second streamers and the third stream. Let them go ahead and get some reps. That'll be an entire quarter, fourth quarter, and then half of a third quarter that they play. Get them ready for the rest of the season. Because you never know, there's always a play away from getting in the game and stuff like that. But
for sure. Yeah, so it's an injury away. Injury away. And I think, you know, thank God we got the depth. I even have confidence in Nickel if we had to go to him for a few games, if something weird happened with Mensa or something like that. But this would give us the extra confidence if we go ahead and jump up early and like kind of like Leg saying, get those guys those reps, some meaningful game time reps, you know, then you have that much more confidence going into it. And then all right, one more positive one. What if Mally got 150?
Oh man, I'm gonna be happy, man. I'm gonna be so happy. I was just in the Discord, you know, the Villain Discord. That's the other thing that I do with the Kingville and Footballville. So we were talking about, and I disagreed with them. They were like, "Oh man, we need to rest the players. Don't overwork Maddie, don't overwork Fletcher." And I'm like, I say, that's the one thing I disagree with y'all. We at the point of now we can't worry about overworking the guys. They got to play football, man. You got to win the goddamn game. You just talking about don't overwork them. Let's go out there and win the games how we're supposed to win the games. You know what I'm saying? So we're playing Stanford. That means shit, Mally go for 150, that means he had a goddamn good game. You know what I'm saying? Fletcher go for 150, that means he had a goddamn good game. You know, Fletcher go for 40 yards, then we looking like, well, maybe they didn't run him a lot. Well, shit, they didn't have to run him a lot. They should have still ran the goddamn ball. You know what I'm saying? So I just want, man, I'm not fifth year, man. I want these guys to go out there and beat everybody ass at all expense. I don't, listen, if it takes Matty to get 150 catches for this season, give him 150 catches. If it takes Fletcher to run the ball 250 times, let him run the ball 250 times. I want to see pure dominance where it gives nobody else any doubt. And then that builds up our confidence. They like, shit, well, little boy, our boys got to watch out for da-da-da-da. You know what I'm saying? So I'd be happy, man, if Matty go for 150, man, because now he has more help. You know what I'm saying? So just imagine him, the help that he got now, and then he's still going for 150. He like, boy, that boy, he like that for real.
Right. What'd you say, D-Rod? 150, Malachi. You muted.
Well, he get 150, but I'm going to go ahead and get my Blitnikoff flies in order.
Nah, man. And let's go bigger. Let's do some Heisman live. We give him
Heisman,
go ahead and send it over.
He get 150 off, but if he get 150 off the rip, man, it's a lot of teams gonna be in trouble. But I wouldn't be. I mean, I don't think he'll do it because I think we're gonna be so far ahead, and I think other guys are gonna play. Yeah, it won't be necessary. I can see him like 70 and a touchdown or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like six catches, 70 yards, a touchdown. I can see that because I don't think that we're not going to have to go crazy and just like, oh, Malachi. I don't think we have to do that.
I don't know. Malachi might hit them boys on the post route, man. Take them up out of there. He might hit them for a 50 on one. On one, he might hit a 50 ball on one play for the end zone. You know, he's a route
punt runner, return.
Man. That's what people fail to realize too. Yeah, punt return too. People fail to realize that route run is dangerous, man. You ain't got to have the most top end speed, but if you can get them boys up off of you, whoop, gone.
Man, and listen, he looks even faster this season, man. He looks even faster.
I absolutely believe that wholeheartedly. So
he looks even faster this season.
You know, all right, so we're in. Let's look at let's get a couple of predictions, man, before we get out of here, right? So let's start with you, D-Rod. Give me Minster stat line.
I got Minster 23 of 31 for 323 yards, 3 touchdowns. That's what I got.
All right. What you got there, D-Rob? I mean, excuse me.
I got him like around 275, between 250, 275, 3 touchdowns. Probably only gonna throw the ball maybe 20 times. I just think he's gonna be able to connect on everything he does. So yeah, you know, between 250, 275, 3 touchdowns.
Okay. I'm gonna kind of stick with my original. I'm gonna go 19 for 23. I think he's gonna be able to just slice and dice out there. I'm gonna go a conservative. Give me 255. Something light. Put me down for 2 touchdowns. 250, 2 touchdowns, 19 to 23. Nothing too crazy. I think we'll lean on the run real heavy in this game and play a little bully ball. But I think he's going to have his way, and I think you're going to be able to see that if we wanted to throw it 35, he'd have went out there and threw 30 for 35 and really went, you know, cut him up that way. All right, what about what you kind of just gave, but let's see, Tony stat line. So you had – what'd you have for Tony?
I got him 6 catches. I got him 6 for 75 and a touchdown.
Okay. 6 for 70 and a tutty. All right. X, what you thinking?
I'm going to say like around 75 yards. You know, I'm going to say probably like 100, close to like 200 total yards. Because if we add in or we add in punt return. Yeah, probably 200.
Yeah, nah, total yards. He might end up with – that's a good question, yeah. The total yards, he might end up with 250.
I'm gonna say like 200 total, 2 touchdowns.
All right, I'm gonna go. Just looking at receiving, I'm gonna go. Put me down for 6 receptions, 80 yards, touchdown. Yeah, 6 for 80. Touchdown, and now X threw a good monkey wrench in there. Now, if we looking at total yards, he's going to get some punts. They going to be punting that rock. He's going to get some punt return. I think they're going to be punting, but the house too.
I don't think they're going to punt. I think they might punt it to him once, and that's it. Uh-huh. I think they're going to be – I think because you got to think about it. They're going to be a very – like the coach – Stanford is going to have a very good coaching staff. They got NFL coaches out there. They seen what Malachi can do if you punt him that ball. I don't think they're going to punt it to him. I think if they do punt it to him, I think he's going to have one good return. I don't think it's going to be for a touchdown. I think he'll get one return. It's going to be like 40-something yards. He's going to get tripped up or something. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. That's what I think going to happen.
No doubt. All right. Couple more, and then we'll do the score and get out of here. Leading rusher.
Shamar Brown. I got Shamar Brown.
Okay. Who you got? Pringle. X Pringle?
Yeah.
And I'm going to go I'm going to stick with Fletcher. I think he's still going to get pulled, but I think Fletcher probably get out there and get us 80 yards out there.
I say Brown, man. He's our closer, man. We seen what he doing when in closing him, and then when it's time to close, Hey, man, who gonna stop him?
Coming out,
like I said, I think Fletcher and Brown gonna get at least 15 carries apiece. 15. I don't think Lyle's gonna play much. I think with that whole thing over his head, I think they're gonna wait it out until that gets cleared up first. I think Pringle will get a couple carries. I think Mallory gonna get like 5 carries. I can see Mallory getting like at least 5 carries just to see where he at. But I think it's mostly gonna be split between Brown and Fletcher.
All right, and then Miami defensive MVP.
Ooh, for the game?
Yeah, for the game. Yeah, for the game. This game.
He said Armando Blunt.
Armando Blunt.
I'm gonna go different. I'm gonna go Torre. I'm gonna say Torre. I think Torre.
I'm not gonna change it. I had Armando Blunt in my mind too, so I'm gonna go with Armando Blunt as well. All right.
And I got one for you. I got one for you later on before you go on. That who scores the first touchdown?
First touchdown. I think Malachi. Yeah, I think he catches some. You know, a little. I think it's gonna be something simple too, a little slam or something. Boom, bam, end zone. Nothing crazy. I think it's gonna look like practice against the 30. Yeah. I really do. Like that's what I'm envisioning.
Yeah. I got I don't think it's gonna be a pass. I think it's gonna be a run. I got like I got Brown on like a 4-yard run. I think he got Brown on a 4-yard run. That's what I got.
Okay. Ace, what do you think?
Man, I don't really know, man, but it just popped up in my head that Mensa might run a 15-yard touchdown just off a scramble. So
yeah, a little scramble. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Before we get up out of here, of course, we gotta give a score. All right. We gave some we was doing the preseason. I don't remember them, so these we'll keep track of. So D-Rod, what you got? Final score.
Yeah. So after watching Stanford last week, I know my score is different from that one. I'm going to say 48-10.
All right. Next, what you got?
I'm going 48-6. Yeah, I'm not giving them
two field goals. Never touching the end zone. I like it.
Yeah, they ain't.
I like it. I'm gonna go 56-10. I think we get a special team score. And then otherwise, I think we just kind of go out there, do our thing, and manhandle this team that I just think is a few years away. Watch out for Stanford in a few. I think there's real investment. I think they're going to really at least get them respectable, get them back to respectable football. I give them that. Where like people just not going to be looking at them as like a dub. All right, we're going to go to Stan and get this dub real quick. I think they're going to get them out of that place where they're going to be a 8-9-10 on a good year win type team. So with that said, appreciate everybody pulling up with us, man. Stanford is today, as y'all listening to this, Friday, football back, Canes is back, Stormtroopers on the field. It's up. Hey, let's enjoy the wave, man. Let's go.
One yes, and sir.
Peace.
1-0, baby. Peace.
We gonna let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.